Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
But I'm on the road again. Yes, I'm Nick Kappa.
I'm Matt Stewart, and we're here on the road again. Although we're not really. This is 6 months later, and we're sitting in a shed.
I should have sung On the Road Again, but I sung the parody that we used to sing in primary school when I was a kid. Blow my load again.
I thought that was very cheeky. Yeah. Blowing my load again. You sang that in primary school.
Blow my load again.
When were you doing blowing your load parodies? How young were you? So primary school goes up to 12 years old. Yeah, 11, 12 years
must
old.
Must have been the later years. Definitely wasn't five.
Blowing my load again.
Unless I was talking
what
about...
What are you talking about, young man?
I used to watch a Lone Ranger and shit. Could have been talking about a gun and...
Rather than blowing the load, but bullets.
What were the other great song primary school parodies or high school? It was like, it's a long way to the shop if you want a sausage roll.
Oh, that was a big one. I thought that was very clever as a kid.
I remember once I was drunk when I was like 30, and then Eagle Rock came on, and I said, "Suck it, Eagle's cock." And usually that would never get a laugh, right?
Sucking eagle's cock. That's a tough crowd if that's not getting a laugh.
But, you know, usually wouldn't get
picturing
a laugh.
An eagle's cock. What does it even look like? That's funny. But the people of Wagga Wagga did not think it to be.
But, because of the timing and everything, it went off.
Great.
And that was a catchphrase. You know when you're drunk, you have a catchphrase.
That's a real success story.
Real success story.
Well, I think it's because I'm picturing an eagle with a human penis. That makes it funny. Often the joke is the people are laughing at the picture you've painted in their brain.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I could picture that now. That's kind of funny. Kudamundra...
What a beautiful and tasteful intro to the episode we're dedicated to one of the greatest sports people ever in Australia, probably in the world.
Apparently a bit of a prick.
Yeah, I've heard that. I heard he was a bit of a prick.
But who cares? He delivered. Yeah. He can be a prick as much as he wants.
I know. In the old world, it didn't matter. The better you are at sport or entertainment, the more you get away with being a prick.
Yeah. But I don't think he was a wrong prick. I think he was just a bit of a prick, right?
I think he was just a bit of an arsehole, a grumpy old prick sort of guy.
Yeah. But Kudamundra, I can't remember too much about this place.
I think there was a rugby match going on. We went to the birthplace of Bradman.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, anyway, whatever we found there, we talked about it for 16 minutes. So
yeah. To be honest, a low light, and I haven't even heard this yet.
Anyway, enjoy this episode. I'm sure it's just another banger.
Yeah.
And we'll be back at the end to recap.
On the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again.
Hi, I'm Nick Kappa.
Hi, I'm Matt Stewart.
We are on the Frog and Toad / Road / we don't know what to call the podcast again.
Again.
Again. Again.
And it is good to be here.
We are back, and we just came out of Kudamundra. Now, we weren't going to do an app on Kudamundra. Who cares about Kudamundra, they say. Well, we kind of said that. No one else did. But then going through there, we're like, we got to see Kudamundra.
Yeah.
So
far from anything, it's the birthplace of Don Bradman. So we went, we had a look around his house from the outside.
Yeah, we didn't want to go in.
I have this thing where I feel a bit awkward going into the small businesses like that, because I always feel like I'm wasting their time if I'm not in there buying something.
Yeah, but also, like, it's his house. Like, I don't know. If there was like cricket bats,
I reckon
it was made out of cricket bats, okay, or something like that, or you know what I mean, somehow influenced his cricket.
But is that thinging. Am I right in thinking that's the place where out the back he was when he hit a golf ball up against the wall with a stick? Is that?
Yeah, I think that's.
That is pretty amazing. That was out the back there.
I wonder if that is. Yeah, actually, that is pretty. We should have gone in.
Did it? He because I know he moved around a bit. I'd love you to pull out a bio if you can find it. Because I'm pretty sure Adelaide claims him a bit as well. So I feel like he might have moved there as a kid or something. But I don't really know the story of Bradman.
I know Bowral claims him.
Bowral.
Right. Yeah. So Bowral's just near Sydney.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
I get Bowral and Adelaide confused.
Yeah.
I was thinking of somewhere in South Australia, but Bowral, okay, that rings a bell. So I wonder how young he was when he left this place.
Yeah. So we'll have a look. Kudamandra. Wikipedia. Once again, it's in the Riverina. Population 6,000.
Yeah, right. It did seem pretty big. There was a bit going on. There was a rugby league match happening or just finishing up.
I thought there'd be more than 6,000, but anyway, that was good. okay. Kudamundra is the birthplace of Sir Donald Bradman, an Australian cricketer, as the greatest batsman of all time.
Yes.
Although he never lived in the town.
Oh, right.
And his parents left Yo-Yo, which is 18 kilometres from Kudamundra, when he was 2.
Yeah.
The town celebrates this connection with the Sir Donald Bradman Birthplace Museum.
Right.
The home where the Don was born. A fully restored visitor's site featuring cricketing memorabilia and artifacts.
Yeah, cool.
So the tank is not there. It's in...
That would have been in Bowral.
It's in Bowral. Yeah. I'd say it would be in Bowral. What else about Kudamundra? It was really...
So he spent probably 3 or 4 days there.
Yeah. Kudamundra... I forgot to mention this about Juni as well. A lot of places in the Riverina. I didn't know about the gold here.
Oh, right.
Bit of a gold rush around here.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I did not know anything about that. Okay, timeline. I'm just trying to see if Ben Hall was here. Oh. No. Kudamundra said... Kudamundra, 1884. Kudamundra is first gazetted as a municipality.
In 1884. So now the Saints have existed for 11 years.
Yep. And Ben Hall, it's been a while since Ben Hall robbed.
Yeah, he'd be well and truly dead by then.
Yep. But this is the next best thing that happened. 1896, Kudamundra Cycling Club. It is the oldest continual club in New South Wales.
Wow.
Although, as was the case with most clubs, it went into recess during the war years.
Not a lot of cycling done during the war.
Not a lot of cycling. No.
Can't cycle up those beaches of Gallipoli.
No. Mate, you want to go out cycling? No, I'm not in the mood. I'm actually quite upset. I saw a lot of people die. That's a great fact. And then 1908, Sir Donald Bradman was born in Kudamundra.
1908.
So some people drove up from Kudamundra to see the show last night, which was nice. And also Narendra. So 100 k's away, people came to see a bit of comedy.
That's cool.
So that was good.
There's a town coming up called Wombat. Wombat? 15 k's to Wombat.
Oof, Wombat. Kudamundra. I think the coolest pubs I've ever seen in Kudamundra.
Yeah, there were parts of the town that looked like they'd been a little run down.
Yeah.
Just read the facades of some of these businesses that had been let go for a bit for some reason. But beautiful old buildings all the same. I quite like that look anyway.
Yeah,
the old strip back paint. But
yep.
That
had this old bright blue pub.
Yeah.
That looked really cool. Just great signage. Like a photographer's dream, really, to
or my kind of dream. I love all that old lettering.
Yeah.
I love all of that kind of, yeah, that retro style, almost Art Deco. And then it's kind of mixed with colonial.
Yeah. Did you feel a connection to the Don? Did that excite you at all, being there at the birthplace of greatness?
No.
You're not. I asked you last night when we got back after the gig, you were into cricket, and you said no.
Yeah, but I'm not.
I put it on anyway.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
The man who now has the second highest ever test batting average is in the playing at the moment over in England, Steve Smith.
Yep.
He is on fire at the moment. He hit a double ton a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And I think he's now clearly the second. There's still miles off. Bradman finished with an average famously of 99.94. I think he needed just to score maybe four runs or just a small amount of runs in his last test, and he got out for a duck, so he didn't.
Oh, really?
He finished.
He got out for a duck with his last one.
Yeah, that's why he didn't finish with a career average of 100.
But really?
99.94. There's something even more romantic about it, I guess.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I heard Bradman a bit of a prick, though.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. You would have thought a man born in 1908 would be a bit of a prick, but...
Yeah.
Different time.
I thought they all had it hard and were... Did he work a job as well? Because like a lot of them worked a job as well, didn't they?
Just went through a lot of tough years around then, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, depending on your personality, it'll affect you one way or the other.
Surprised didn't see any Donald Bradman T-shirts with the Harley Davidson.
Yeah, that would have been cool, like we saw back in... where was that, on day one?
In Glen Rowan.
Glen Rowan, yeah, the Ned Kelly motorcycle. Really, I reckon there's a real gap in the market there for the town of Cootamundra.
Yeah.
To start selling Don on a Hog T-shirts. Yeah, yeah.
And maybe a smoking bat.
Yeah,
because they got a smoking gun on the Ned Kelly ones.
That's perfect. Yeah, yeah. You'd have like a loaded bat.
Yeah,
old French English Willow, and just smoke coming out the handle. That'd be sick.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, Cootamundra, what do you give it, mate, out of 10?
Again, with limited sort of, you know, if we stayed there, I would have got a much better idea of the people and stuff, but I think it was cool. It's the kind of place I'd love to spend more time at.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I reckon that's a pretty good score. All of the towns, none have disappointed me.
No.
Not one. So they've all been really in the high sevens to eights to nines.
Yeah, distinctions back in high school.
Yeah, for sure. Cinnamon Girl by Neil Young came on, blew us away upon leaving. It was absolutely beautiful. And we are back on the road again. Next stop, what, Orange?
Orange, yeah, that's right. We've got about a bit over 2 hours driving left to get there. And that show tonight will be our last for the week.
We're looking forward to it. It's the cafe is real nice. It's run by we didn't know this. It's actually run by Tom Gleason's brother, Nick. But I think Nick, he's making his own success in the cafe game.
He's smashing it. Tom Gleason being one of like probably just about the biggest comedian in Australia. He'd be up there on that top line.
Yep.
And that should be fun. It's of the four shows, it's in the most unclassic, non-conforming to a normal comedy club room.
Yes.
But
we did it. Were you at the one we did last, a couple of years ago there?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
And it just worked. It worked last time really well.
Yeah, it worked really well. And I'm really hoping to knock this one out of the park because this is all because of him.
Yeah.
He requested us, so hopefully we really, really knock it out of the park
for him. Yeah, that's right. If it wasn't fair, he wanted us to come up and then the other shows got booked in around it. So, keen to finish on a high with this.
At Factory Espresso.
Espresso.
Well, it's a fast coffee as well, so I'd say express as well.
The flavor's got fast flavor.
He's a big fan of the movie The Founder.
Yeah.
He talked a lot about it last time that I watched it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I could see this.
Yeah.
Pre-makes the milkshakes, all that kind of stuff.
Great business.
Great business head.
Yeah.
Doesn't look anything like Michael Keaton, which is good as well.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a wonky head on him, old Keto.
Yeah. For a Hollywood superstar, heartthrob of the 80s.
He used to do stand-up for a bit.
Yeah.
Apparently he's one of the guys who influenced Judd Apatow.
Apatow,
whatever his name.
Yeah, he came in through comedy and then, he's had a pretty amazing career.
Batman, probably my favourite movie.
Really?
Yeah.
The original Batman?
Yep.
Wow.
I know. Incredible movie. Love it. Tim Burton's finest, in my opinion.
It's not even my favourite Batman movie.
Really? What's your favourite?
I'd say The Dark Knight.
What, the Heath Ledger one?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it comes close. It portrays the Joker as more of a terrorist.
Yeah.
Whereas, it's more of a realistic Batman. Very realistic, Batman...
Whereas there was very comic booky,
Yeah.
The 1989 one.
But it was great because it brought the darkness back to Batman.
Yeah.
Because he was always a dark, brooding character. But then they had the 60s TV show, and apparently Bob Kane didn't like it that much.
Yeah, it made it all a bit silly.
Yeah. Batman is not silly. That's one thing we can take from this podcast. Batman is not silly.
Hey, you know...
You don't fuck with Batman.
Talking about it with Dane before, what's the cowl? You know, people say, who's going to don the Batman cowl? Does cowl mean hat? Why don't they just call it the Batman hat? Is it the mask? Is that what the cowl is?
Oh, I don't know. I've never heard the cowl.
Don the cowl?
I've just always heard suit.
Yeah,
who's going to wear the bat suit? Did you just hear this?
No, I've heard it a bunch of times lately. I'm like, what is
this? Is this a Marabin thing?
Can you Google what cowl means, please? I know what it means in terms of plumbing, but...
Yeah.
So I'm actually, now that I'm thinking about it, probably means is the neck piece.
Okay. There's a lot of stuff. I've always been confused by the word tunic.
Tunic?
Like a tunic is kind of like...
Is that a dress?
I think so. I don't know what it is.
Some sort of clothing, I think.
Yeah. How do you spell cowl?
C-O-W-L, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, cowl neck.
That is a neck thing.
A large, loose hood. Especially one forming part of a monk's habit.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, so it is all part of that thing. But yeah, it doesn't feel like that's the iconic part of...
No.
...of Batman's
outfit. I don't see Batman as a monk. I mean, when he was in the Ra's al Ghul school, maybe.
The Ghul days.
Isn't that right? Yeah, when he was ghouling.
Ghul era Bruce Wayne was, he was very monkish.
Yeah.
We've gone way off the beaten track now.
But Cootamundra, great. You got to come out and see all these towns. I don't know if a lot of towns in Victoria, great for a winter getaway.
Yeah.
Don't know how good Cootamundra and Junee would be for a winter getaway. They might be good.
Summer towns, I reckon.
I reckon they're kind of summer towns.
Yeah.
I mean, they're beautiful in the winter. We haven't seen them enough. I can't make that statement. I can't make that statement, Matt.
Well, you've made it. It's locked in.
That statement for?
Well, too late, I'm afraid.
I just don't know if I could walk around the streets when it's that cold and flat.
Get a scarf, get a beanie, get some thermals.
Yeah, that's true. Shit. Anyway, thank you.
What's your sign-off? I want you to start a sign-off for the last few episodes.
Yeah, okay.
We really should have had a sign-off the whole way around.
Should we go...
That was
someone to see you on see you on the road again.
Oh yeah, we'll see you on the road again.
See you on the road again. Laters.
Later.
I'm surprised that episode, despite all odds, against all odds, was probably the new greatest ever podcast episode.
Yeah, I must agree, man. I regret saying that up front, that this would be a low light.
No.
Turns out it was a highlight.
You made a liar of yourself.
Ah.
With 16 minutes of the best chat I've heard ever.
And like our track record.
It was already so strong.
So strong.
You seem like such a fool to doubt. After six bangers in a row? I mean, this actually reminds me of the time when the Beatles had the top seven tracks on the charts.
Top seven. Girl, you really got me going. You got me going to track seven.
That's a Kink song.
Yeah, I knew that. They loved the Beatles. The Kinks and the Beatles used to hang out.
Ah.
Yeah, the Ringo gave the Kink guy.
Yes, go on.
The chord progressions for Lola.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ringo, legend.
You heard it first from me. I think we're going crazy in this shed, man.
Yeah, we're starting to lose our minds.
But it's so good listening to that bit of art. If you have any tales of Cootamundra, if you want to send us some photos or whatever. No, I don't know. Make sure they're about Cootamundra.
Yeah. Any coot heads out there, definitely get in touch. Coot heads. We know there's some big coot fans. Yeah. So, yeah, hit us up. OTRA is the hashtag if you want to use it. I can't wait to click on it and see if anyone has.
Oh, God. I hope really this isn't some white power gang or something like that using the same hashtag. But anyway. That's more traffic.
Yeah, that's right. So maybe we'll find. Maybe a few of you are listening now. Obviously, we don't agree with you politically, but we appreciate the listen.
We appreciate the listenership.
No, actually, let me stop you right there. If you are a white pride guy, you turn off now and unsubscribe.
No. I don't. We need all the listeners we can get. If you're white power, MRA, it's not cool, your way of life. However, keep listening and...
I did know.
Actually, if you are MRA,
that's
men's rights.
Oh, men's rights.
Yeah, there is no women in this podcast.
Well, it's about time. It's about time someone stood up for the men of this world. And and you're denouncing men's rights. What? I heard you're a cuck kappa, but now I've seen it in action. So that's disappointing.
Have you ever met a cuck?
Like a genuine cuck?
Yeah.
Cuckold? Would they? Is it the kind of thing they go? They introduce themselves in that way?
Hi, I'm a cuck.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey, this is Bill. He's a cuck.
Hi, Jeremy. I'm a cuck. Nice to meet you.
Because in comedy we say cuck a lot as a bit of a thing.
Don't we? It's like it's sort of a post irony thing, right? Because it started out as an insult and then it sort of. It could mean anything now. You're saying it with like so many layers of irony on top of it. It's hard to know what it means.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, one of my friends was offended once when I did call someone a cuck because he's like, I'm a cuck.
Oh, is he the guy that our mutual friend who loves sex parties?
Oh, no.
No. Okay.
No, but he has interacted with that friend's girlfriend.
Well, because I mean, and I don't mean to jump to a conclusion that someone who goes to sex parties as a hobby is going to be a cuck.
Yes.
That's just one of the roles, I assume,
that
can be played.
Anyway. But my other friend has cucked him, who is a cuck also.
Oh, so the cucky became the cucker.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
But anyway, he was a bit offended.
What a fascinating world.
When I said cuck. And
right.
So all the cucks out there, this is... your new favorite podcast. Yeah. We love you.
And Kappa didn't mean any harm when he said cuck.
No, I did not mean. Do you reckon there's a lot of cucks in the MRA? Because they're like, I want to watch my wife have sex with a man.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Like, not in a gay way, but in a show the man is you know, he's still got his rights.
Yeah. That man has the rights to have sex with my wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Finish
your theory.
I really hope I'm not sounding too ignorant here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, some of this stuff sounds fascinating.
Yeah, look.
Good on you all.
Good on you all.
Apart from the white pride.
Merry Cuckmas.
All right. And hit us up on social media. Please let us know. Are you a cuck?
Keep on that road again. Stay on that road again. Follow our socials. Check out our other podcasts.
Until next time, we'll see you on the road again.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.